Yes, and sing Good Morning Starshine, and that was from the musical Hair. That was 1967 was when the musical came out. That song was the 1969 release, May of 1969, and it was a number three hit in the United States in July of 69, number six in the United Kingdom in October of the same year. The singer was Oliver, and not... No, not the one from Oliver Twist. William Oliver Swofford, known professionally as Oliver, American singer best known for that song, Good Morning Starshine. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. I tell you what, it's time to do this. Yep, get you in the shower, spruced up for whatever it is that you're going to be doing today. Tis Thursday, by the way, 16th. We've only got another day or so. Got a few days off, haven't we, for carnivore. Oh, can't wait for that. What we got in the shower is Womack and Womack. Teardrops. And Womack wandering off into the distance there, out of your shower. Right, we're 20 minutes. Oh, by the way, out you get. Come on. Chop, chop. That's it. On your way to wherever it is you're going. So it is Thursday, isn't it? Oh, one more day. Then carnival time. You going off into the interior? Are you? You going off to have a good time out there? Watch out for the traffic. Don't forget. I think it's something like, I haven't got it on today's news, but I think it's something like 25,000 officers are going to be out on the streets throughout the country, and one thing they're going to be paying particular attention to is your driving license. So do make sure, number one, that it is up to date. Number two, you've got no multas, because they'll be able to check on that as well. So that's what they're going to be doing. It's not going to be an easy drive, I don't think. So anyway, just take care and relax. For me, I'll be here in the city. Nice driving around when you've all gone. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. 21 after 7 exactly. Oh, there we go. 1987. It was when Louis Aristophane and the Miami Sound Machine released that one off of their album Let It Loose. Of course, it's called Rhythm Is Gonna Get You on the Other Side, if I remember right. It was called Give It Up. And say, that was off the album Let It Loose, and the European version of the album was called Anything For You. Fourth for the top 10 and second top 5 single in the US Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 5 in the UK. Took about a year and a half for the single to become a chart hit as well. Right, we are just making our way right now to 25 and a half after the hour of 7 o'clock. Take us down towards the bottom of the hour. Pet Shop Boys, Will-O-The-Wisp.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Yes, indeed. And it is time for us to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning and a couple of business pieces as well. Russia battered Ukraine with multiple missile strikes on Thursday as its troops sought to advance in the east, Kiev said, while Western allies pledged to keep military aid flowing for an intended Ukrainian spring counter-offensive. Following a pattern of heavy bombardments at times of Ukraine's battlefield or diplomatic advances, Russia launched 32 missiles in the early hours, Ukraine Air Force has said. Chinese balloon that was shot down after crossing the continental United States originally had a trajectory that would have taken it over Guam and Hawaii, but was blown off course by prevailing winds, a U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said on Wednesday. President Joe Biden plans on Thursday to make his most extensive remarks yet about a high-altitude Chinese balloon and three other objects that were shot down by U.S. fighter jets, two sources familiar with the discussion said on Wednesday. China's Commerce Ministry on Thursday said it put Lockheed Martin Corporation and Raytheon Technologies Corp onto an unreliable entities list over arms sales to Taiwan, its latest sanctions against the two U.S. defense contractors. The regulations prohibit Lockheed Martin and Raytheon Missile and Defense Corporation, a subsidiary of Raytheon Technologies, from engaging in import and export activities related to China, according to the Commerce Ministry statement. And hundreds of irate residents of the Ohio town where a train derailed and spilled toxic chemicals packed into a high school gym on Wednesday, seeking answers to what health dangers they face. However, the owners of the train did not turn up. Colombia and Panama have agreed to increase joint military operations in the Darien jungle region to tackle drug trafficking, illegal mining and irregular migration. Traversing the Darien Gap that connects Colombia and Panama has become a popular route to the United States in recent years for thousands of migrants who must often contend with illegal armed groups such as Colombian criminal gang Clan del Golfo. The ICANN Citadel of Machu Picchu, one of South America's biggest tourist draws, reopened to visitors in Peru on Wednesday after several weeks of closure due to civil unrest. Protests triggered by the ouster and jailing of former Peruvian President Pedro Castillo in December left travelers stranded in the Andes and led authorities to evacuate Machu Picchu and halt the trains that run between the site and the city of Cusco. Electric vehicle maker Tesla Inc. has sold out its Model Y for this quarter in the United States with no more production builds until April. This is according to Electrek reporting on Wednesday, citing sources familiar with the matter. The expected delivery date for the fully electric mid-sized sports utility vehicle, the SUV, to US customers is now April to June of 2023. The car maker's website showed, while the delivery schedule for Model S is February and March. Stocks rose on Thursday as economic data from around the world fed hopes that the global economy might not face as hard a landing as feared a few months ago, even as interest rates threatened to remain higher for longer than expected. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index rose 0.5%, while London's FTSE 100 continued with its recent run of record highs thanks to a flurry of share buybacks from banks lifting their stocks. MSCI's All Country World Price Index rose 0.3%, on track to recover last week's losses and up more than 1% this week. US stock futures were marginally higher. Oil prices edged lower on Thursday after a large build in US crude inventories, but continued to trade in a narrow range as hopes for a Chinese demand recovery remained in focus. Brent crude futures that fell 36 cents or 0.42% to $85.02 a barrel. And that was by 10:42 GMT today. US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures were down 29 cents or 0.37% at $78.30. And there we go. That's it. Let's look at some of the things, some of the stories in the international news and some from the world of business. And there we go, that's Madonna, and Who's That Girl? 19 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And let's say a couple of good mornings. We've got good morning to Mary Lou, we've got good morning to Ashley, we've got good morning to Renee and Rick, and Paul over there in South London in the UK. Right, let's take a look at some requests, shall we, from our friends. Let's start off with Mary Lou, which is everybody a great morning. And she says, I simply love the song we played, which was Good Morning Starshine from Oliver. Remember that? Oh, that goes back a while, doesn't it? Town just goes to show how old I am. Hello, a great Thursday to everybody. Asked if we could play I Think I Love You from the Partridge Family. And she says also, I hope you're feeling better. I will be when I get rid of this cold, I tell you that. Anyway, here is the Partridge Family.
I do have one announcement. Due to technical difficulties beyond our control, the Partridge Family will not appear today. However, Miss Bancock, the girls' phys ed coach, has agreed to step in and tell us about her crusade to get women into professional hockey.
I said we'd play, didn't I?
Well, you also said you quit.
Now, you can't believe everything I say, can you?
You're going to sing our songs?
No, we're going to sing what everybody came to hear.
You wouldn't dare. You just can't walk out here and assert your man.
I'm not asserting anything. Some people came here today to hear us play, and we're not going to disappoint them. So are you going to introduce us?
No. Who do you think you are? You just can't
walk... One, two. I think it would be nice if you introduced us. One, two, three, four...
Ladies and gentlemen, the Partridge Family.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. Against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Yes, that is the Partridge Family. I think I love you. Thought I'd leave the intro on there from the show, and just brings back amazing, amazing memories. And I Think I Love You, it was by Tony Romeo, and it was written as the debut single for the, of course, fictional musical TV family, the Partridge Family, and that was released in the summer, August of 1970, a month prior to the debut, before the debut, the ABC TV musical sitcom, The Partridge Family, starring Shirley Jones and featuring David Cassidy, both of whom, by the way, appear on the record, with Cassidy as the lead vocalist. The single, that song, it topped the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks. That was in November and December of 1970, and was later certified by what then was the NARM, which was the National Association of Recording Merchandisers, now just known as NBA. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? The Music Business Association, as the best-selling single of 1970. Got to number one in Canada on the RPM 100 National Top Singles Chart, and didn't mention how it does in the UK. I know, I loved it. Right, let's say good morning to Ashley. Ashley is with us bright and breezy this morning. Good morning to you, sis. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a safe and enjoyable carnival weekend, and beware, absolutely, 25,000 police going out there. You asked if I could play something for you. Comes from Inner Circle, Bad Boys.
You chuck it on your brother.
Inner Circle, and that's for Ashley this morning, and Bad Boys. Right, it's time to take our little trip over to Athens in Greece. Yes, good morning to Renee and to Rick over there. Renee says, good morning. So today in Greece, it is Tsikonopemti. Right, I'm glad it is. I'm sure you're enjoying that. Pemti, by the way, is Thursday in Greek. Tsikonopemti is the special day of the year when where Greeks and Cypriots all over the world consume large amounts of grilled meat just before the arrival of Lent. Really? Rick's office is having a bit of a barbecue lunch today, and you asked if we could play for you a little River Band and reminiscing. Oh, and she does say, feel better soon. I hope so. It's all just sort of a little bit congestive, isn't it, when you get these colds. I had a feeling it was going to come, because last week was a bit of a stressful week. But everything worked out well. And of course, when you come down, that's when you become a little bit susceptible to catching a cold or something. So there we are. That's all it is. It's a cold. And this is reminiscing.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Bit of a screamer there, haven't we? Yes, that was Aerosmith and Dream On. And well, that has brought us to this time on this morning's Breakfast Show. Time to check out some of the local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Me avisaron que hoy debe estar pasando el empadronador.
Mamá, ¿qué pasa? Estás tarde. Los censos van hasta el 4 de marzo.
Oye, pero qué buena noticia, que los censos son hasta el 4 de marzo. Pero, ¿y si vienen y no estoy?
Si no estamos en casa, dejarán una hoja de notificación donde podemos llamar al centro de llamadas 510-2020 y listo, agendamos una cita para que nos vengan a censar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
All going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, Well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, a place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down as I crossed the hill. And the town lit up. The world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Well, the good old days may not return. Rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. You down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
That is Nutbush City Limits with Tina Turner. Before that, Learning to Fly, well, that was Mr. Tom Petty. This one, I don't know if you hear it, I can hear it on my headphones. It's a little bit crackly, a little bit distorted to me, so I won't go on with that one much longer. Just sort of driving completely nuts. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time as well, we are just coming down to 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to take one more piece of music. After that, we will come back and find out what Ingrid is doing. All right, and that other piece of music is this one.
But all I do is smile at you. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, my mother said thank you. She said that was so sweet. You people don't know me. Why are you being so nice to me? And I said, Mom, because they're just nice people. We like them. They're very kind. She says, well, that was very sweet. You tell them all I said thank you. That touched me very deeply. She had a great little birthday. My sister got her a cake that said 90 on it. Thank God they didn't put 90 candles on it because I don't think my parents have a fire extinguisher. But it was a good time I had by all. My mother likes to do those circle words that, you know, you find a word in this puzzle and you circle it. Well, Amazon had these books that had 2,000 puzzles per book. So I got her a couple of those. She said, oh, my God, I won't finish these before I die. And I said, oh, Mom, we hope you finish them before you die. And she said, and my dad in the background says, yeah, me too. So all in all, it was a really good time last night, and she was very touched. Thank you all very much. Well, today is Thursday. That means tomorrow, oh, I think tomorrow's the beginning of Carnival. Agua, agua, agua. Yeah, well, we had some agua last night. We had some lluvia, and it wasn't Baja Reque. No, no, no. This was full-fledged rain. Yeah, and it came down pretty hard. The grass is still wet this morning, and it was a soothing sound. However, the cook is on her way to the best barbecue in the world. She's going to Texas to visit family. So for a while, I'm going to be a bachelorette. Well, not quite, because I got me a little bachelorette ticket. And how do you say a little, even smaller bachelorette ready? Well, yeah, Miss Chelsea here is going to keep me company. And I got some pussycats that will as well. So this is Carnival for me. I'm taking care of animals, taking care of the house, trying to see if I can get the construction done before Carnival starts on Friday, tomorrow. That's a lot of work between now and tomorrow. So I hope everything goes well. And tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got to do me some research tonight and make sure I get you all a good story for tomorrow. Okay. So until then, once again, my mother says, tell them all thank you very much. They're so kind. Oh, I love that. And you all have a wonderful day. And back to you in the studio.
Just walk away.
There we go. Diana Ross and Touch Me in the Morning. And we are 27 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm going to take a little bit of a rummage around and see what interesting stories I can find for you on the internet screen. We don't have, sadly, don't have Dr. Computer with us today. He couldn't make it. And we will, take a little rummage and see if there's something techie-wise or otherwise, for that matter. This is Inhaler on The Breakfast Show. It's called It Won't Always Be Like This. Promise I won't get rid of this cold. There we go, that's it. It won't always be like this, and that is Inhaler on this morning's breakfast show. Right, I just sort of taking a little bit of a rummage around here. I did find a story. Let me see, what have I... it's disappeared. Hold on a minute, it must be on one of the browsers. Let's try this one. No, I'll have to come back to it in a minute, but it's really interesting. It's all to do with food. So don't go away. I'm going to do, a nice little quickie. Vicky Sue Robinson. turn the beat around, and I'll go back to my rummaging. There we go. Yes, there we go. Becky Sue Robinson and Turn the Beat Around. We are, we're a bit of sort of, you know, we can read your minds. Yeah. Mary Lou just says to me, says, you read my mind. I was just thinking about that song a few minutes ago. Turn the Beat Around. Of course, I went back and said, it's all part of the service, really. And now let's take a look. I did find the page I was looking for. For some reason, I went to the wrong place to check it out. Just like me. How about this? What if you could dig into a juicy chicken taco, okay, entirely guilt-free? California-based Upside Foods take cells from live poultry and cultivate them in laboratory conditions. The end result, apparently, is chicken flesh, which Upside says is identical to conventionally reared meat without the slaughter or the planet destroying carbon, its carbon footprint. Following a green light from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, in November, their chicken will soon be appearing on supermarket shelves. In what could be seen really as a sign of the times, major investors include Tyson Foods, the world's largest poultry producer. Upside is already branching out into cultivated seafood. And where Upside leads, others will surely follow. The FDA says multiple firms are seeking their approval to bring cultured meats to market. One thing I find interesting about this is because sometimes, you know, when you think about ourselves and the complexity of us and the complexity of nature, I believe that we could have been made and this world sort of made to suit us. Because it's so intricate, isn't it? Everything has a purpose, and, well, till we destroy it. But now they're making, apparently they've reproduced blood in a laboratory. They're reproducing flesh. How long before they grow one of us? I wouldn't mind being grown. I'd like to be another, about, what, 6 inches taller or something like that. Anyway, this is an interesting one. Sounds all a little bit weird to me, but anyway, if it works, why not? The beginning of this always reminds me a bit of Doctor Who. It's a Noisette, and it's called I Want You Back.
You sound so distant. Tell me how you've been. It's time to call a truce now.
I want you back from the Noisettes. Now, perhaps, just perhaps, you don't fancy eating meat which is grown in a laboratory. Well, you don't have to. because there is a French startup that has lofty ambitions to save the planet by breeding insects. Yes, it might sound a little bit icky, but Insect, or spelled with a Y, Y-N-S-E-C-T, which has was founded by environmental activists and scientists back in 2011, offers an organic and sustainable way to feed the world and has attracted $425 million in investment. Now, the funding is helping the carbon-negative company to build its third vertical insect farm outside Paris. Now, this will be the world's largest, helping it ramp up production of mealworms and larvae of darkling beetles. Yummy! Packed with protein and requiring 100 times less land than conventional livestock, the mealworms are made into a range of textured proteins and powders for the human diet. If you're not keen on swapping minced beef for minced bugs, well, you can feed your pet on its products as well. And farmers can swap environmentally damaging soya for the insect protein to feed their fish, pigs and poultry. That sounds more like it, rather than me. There we go. Let's say a very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman, good morning to you, Christopher. He drops a little line. He says, good morning. Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners, maybe please hear Lamento Boliviano by Enantos Verdes. Of course you can.
Me quieren agitar, me incitan a gritar. Soy como una roca, palabras no me tocan. Adentro hay un volcán que pronto va a estallar. Yo quiero estar tranquilo. Es mi situación, una desolación. Soy como un lamento, lamento boliviano que un día empezó y no va a terminar. Ya nadie hace daño. ¡Uh!
we go, Ananitos Verdes, and Mary Lou, and Christopher came back to me and said, you know, that means green dwarfs, or little green dwarfs. And Christopher goes on and says, thank you very much for the song, and says that Ananitos Verdes means little green dwarfs. I guess they're smaller than the average height dwarfs. That drew a good conversation, Christopher. Thank you for that. If you are keeping on the time, we're 12 and a half minutes almost exactly before 9 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I'm done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about what who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how we found before the world that I'd be. There is such a difference between.
There we go. I do like that one. And I'll tell you what, let's say good morning to Yasmin, because she's going to say happy Thursday.
Hello, happy Thursday.
He told you so. Morning, Yas. How was yesterday?
Yesterday was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went to one of the foundations,
mm-hmm.
to some videos, and that's all.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. And let me see. Well, hey, that one we just played, which was Hello by mm-hmm. Mandinga, mm-hmm. which happens to be very coincidental, the name, doesn't it? that's one of the records that we got sort of a lot of reaction to.
Mm-hmm.
How, people saying how unusual it is and how cool it is.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a sort of, you know, I mean, you never think of making really a song like Hello from Adele into a salsa. And they did a good job of it.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is that there is no new songs in salsa. salsa style, you know?
Well, if you dig around, actually, I mean, it's quite interesting. Yeah, there are a few, but you've got to look for them,
Exactly.
You know?
It's not like they're on the radio every time.
No.
Not like when I was a child.
Yeah, but yes. Well,
I used to listen to
I came here, you were a child. So, but, you know, but that is actually, in fact, one of the things which I miss, because when I first sort of came to Panama back, 1993, and we had these salsa bars. I'm trying to think of the one. Giorgio's was one of them. And of course, if you went to the El Panama Hotel, which you're going to, the big, as you walk in, I mean, I haven't been there for so many years, but there was a big bar. And it was a salsa bar. And so I'm sure somebody will remind me what the name of that was. But that was sort of like the main one, and there was a there were a few of them, and they were so much fun. I remember when my mother and Neil used to come here, we'd go to Giorgio's, and you had this tremendous mix from 90 to 19 of people getting together, and everybody was friendly and chatty and nice. And you go in the supermarket. And the music pumped through the supermarket would be merengue or salsa. And my mother, well, she didn't care. She would dance up and down the aisle. She would, looking for her food. But are we losing a bit of our Latin?
Yeah.
Our Latin heritage, because I do miss it.
Me too.
And it just seems.
Also, I miss merengue music.
Yeah. Merengue. Yeah. I'm not so keen about the boomba boomba, you know, when they come in with the drum. What do they call it? Murga.
Murder.
But it's our tradition as well. We had that at the function we had the other night. We had a bit of murga in there as well. But, I do miss it. I do miss that sort of Latinness that seems to be... I mean, this is probably to do with people like immigrants. That come here, because you know the same thing has happened in the UK with the amount of immigration. How I knew the UK when I was a little kid, I mean, that is gone. It's now so much, you know, it's multicultural everywhere. Is becoming multicultural. Well, that's it. What are you doing today then?
Well, today I got an invitation from Nestlé.
Oh, okay.
Nestlé Latin America.
Chocolate?
Yeah, I guess it's really? Going to be something about cooking with chocolates.
Okay.
This is going to be at Multiplaza today.
Ah, right.
So, yeah, I guess I'm going to enjoy that.
Okay, take a big bag. Okay.
Yes.
Big bag, a lot of chocolates. Tell them I said hello.
Yes, and after that, I'm going to Hotel El Panama, as I told you
yesterday. Oh, yes, that's the one I just mentioned, that's right.
So it's going to be busy today.
Oh, it's such a busy day. I don't know how you fit me in the mornings. I really don't. Anyway, hopefully my cold will be disappearing by tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully. You have to take something.
I've got a nasal spray which helps, so I'm probably not feeling quite as congested as I was when we started. But I had a feeling it was coming, because last week was very... very busy, very hectic, and a little bit stressful.
Yeah.
And I think it happens, you know, when you've been like that, you keep that at constant, and when you come down, you become a little bit more susceptible to little infections.
And also you were with a lot of people around you, so...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't like people. I'm joking, just in case anyone doesn't like people. I don't know why we bother listening to him. Let's go and find somebody who likes people. Well, good luck. And never heard that heritage, never liked it. Oh dear, yes, I don't think she liked that one.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Yeah, Mary Lou. Yes, she lets us know what she's thinking, isn't it? All right, yes, well, look, enjoy your day.
Thank you.
All right, I'm sure it's going to be fun.
Yes, so, thank you.
And here's, by the way, you know the Il Divo, the group?
Oh, yes, amazing, I love them.
They did an album which was all Tamla Motown, believe it or not.
Wow.
Here's a track from it. Reach Out, I'll Be There.
feel lost and about to give up, 'cause your best just ain't good enough, and you feel the world has grown cold,
and you're drifting out.
There's no peace of mind to be found.
I know what you're thinking. You're a loner, no love of your own. But darling,
reach out.
Reach out.
Reach out.
Reach out for me.
Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanamá.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Treasure you, my love. I found the
this world showed me nothing new. But now my life's a canvas painted with your love, and it will always be.
Always be.
And now I see
the
two of us together. Through time we'll never part.
This
fairy tale we're sharing is real inside our hearts. Let it be forever, never will it end. This promise I do make, heaven is ours today.
That is Atlantic Star and Masterpiece. Thing you send me to pick in the last hour. Don't forget to still come on this morning's program if you're a little bit into hard metal, heavy metal, that kind of thing. Komodo coming in to chat with us. Got a new single out. Talk about what they've been up to so far, because they're very popular group, doing very well. By the way, of course, also, if you hadn't, I'm sure everybody has heard that the actress Raquel Welch passed away. She was, 82, I think. And, because Renee reminded me of Libellion, and so did a little bit earlier on, so did Paul over in the UK. But because Renee says, Raquel Welch, she was my dad's crush back in the day. I think she was everybody's crush back in the day, to be quite honest. We'll just make our way to 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. Style Council. Long Hot Summer.
For real.
Bee Gees, of course, you can't mistake that sound, can you? Love So Right. We're 24 minutes, that's after the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3. Well, smoothest place on your radio dial. Most of the time, at any rate.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell, Carbly on there on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Too high.
It's reported you've been drinking and or running round with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be a bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Surprised when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor
There we go, that is Komodo and Black Sun. So Mary Lou, she's banging her head already, says that's it, that's what I like. I've been head banging here at my desk. I got with me, I got Hugo Andrade and Carlos Owens from Komodo. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Morning, Jerry. Always awesome to be here.
It's great to have you. Great to have you. And settle down, have your coffee, and you know, relax. And we'll just turn it, because we're going to be talking about your new single in a bit. But I was just talking with Hugo when he got here, because last time we talked wasn't long after you got back from Germany, and the success of that. And I was just saying to Hugo, you know, what did that do? What results? You know, did you feel a difference after that? And you said a big yes.
Yes. Well. You know, besides the people noticing, obviously, that there was a big event for us, noticing the band, it was also great for us because we got to know lots of important people right there.
Right.
People that know about music business, and also we were so motivated, you know,
yeah.
Because playing in a big festival, well, one of the biggest, actually, it was just life-changing.
And getting that reaction as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So what actually came out of it? Anything concrete come out of it? Sort of.
Well, pretty much, I'd say that pretty much everything came out of going to back in open air, because we got basically our eyes opened about what is the roadmap or what's the trail to follow to be an industry musician.
Right.
So we were pretty lucky that we got to talk to some people that were pretty straightforward and honest with us. They were like, okay, guys, you know, I like you, and I'm going to talk you into this because I like you. I cannot sell your music because you're very, like, downscaled.
Okay.
But I'm going to talk to you about what you guys have to do in order to get there. So we absorbed all of that information. I feel very blessed to work with these guys because they are very driven and learning oriented people. So we kind of absorb all of that input, and we made our strategy just about, you know, those couple of conversations with industry people that just we hung out and talked to with you know, having a couple of beers on backstage of the big stage of the back end. Yeah, so that was pretty much a game changer, definitely.
Have you got any sort of, for instance, I mean, although you're here in Panama, you're known on the international stage. I mean, is there any sort of chance you could sort of like open for other bands and that internationally or anything like that?
We actually know a couple of people that, I don't know why it was weird to me, but Europeans tend to use Facebook a lot more than other social media.
Okay.
For us, that's really weird, because we tend to use Facebook for memes and nothing else. and maybe looking for people that we haven't met in 10 years, I don't know.
But that's the thing, isn't it, with social media? It does vary. I mean, I had a group of people, not so much with social media per se, but we had a group of people here the other week. I mean, 28 people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here, of course, in Panama, WhatsApp is our big thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And these people here, we don't use, they use Messenger, you know, and so, but it is important, isn't it? I mean, your social media these days is almost everything. I mean, I'm not very good at even reading Facebook, but I've got to make an effort. But Yasmin does all of our social media, Instagram, all these things, and gets us out there. And I mean, just saying to Hugo, audience-wise, we have a good audience. I mean, it's so spread out. I mean, it's from kids at school to even politicians. But but it's not easy to get. If you were in the States, you'd be traveling all the time. You'd be, you know, because you'd be going doing your concerts and whatever. But it's not so easy here. I mean, because it just isn't that easy to break out. And you were just saying as well, Hugo, that, you know, it's keeping the interest, it's keeping the motivation, not your motivation, but the motivation of the people that are listening to you, that follow your music. How are you guys dealing with that, keeping, I mean, you've got a new single, we're going to get to that in a minute, but, you know, how do you sort of get out there and keep everybody involved, if you like?
I think that the key word there is to grab the attention of people.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, everything is pretty much connected. Spotify, actually, you know, all streaming services, they kind of work as a social media platform.
Right.
So you gotta treat it like one.
Right.
So you gotta be consistently and very frequently working on having, you know, content that draws attention to your music. So it's a whole other aspect of the job that has to be done in order to get a result.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's, you know, 80% about making the music, you know, trying to send your message and then doing the music you love and all the philosophical aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't put it in a very appealing package,
right,
and if you don't target it to the people that will effectively listen to you, and if you don't make it appealing to the other people that might like it, it's going to be like an effort in vain.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta pretty much do both of the things. In Panama, you know, the music genre that is the most dominant, it's actually typical music. You know?
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
So it's here it's difficult to compete with that. So you gotta make more efforts in order to make like cool shows here, and definitely in the States we will be probably touring, so to speak,
exactly,
independently,
right,
and it would be like something possible because we could reach different audiences in different cities or make like a 10-date sort of mini tour across the Midwest or whatever. Because there's a bunch of more people that are into heavy metal music in each state.
Right.
So here we kind of have to work on growing a presence and growing a machine that draws attention from Panama to everywhere else. So then we can use kind of that leverage to try to get into bigger music markets and bigger circuits of shows.
Are there any events coming up again, like the one you went to in Germany?
Well, we are supposed to go to Honduras at some point of this year, because this year Central America is by for back in open air.
Uh-huh.
Because they have some regions and countries that are by every couple of years.
For
instance, last year Belgium wasn't in back and open air, neither Canada.
Okay.
But this year Central America is by. So the organizers for the region, they're making like an sort of a all-star Central America back and open air concert with the bands that have gone to the festival through the years.
Okay.
And that's going to be in Honduras, I think, in Tegucigalpa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be late this year, so that's very exciting, because in Honduras they go really hard on the mosh pits, and they really like their heavy metal music, so
Mary Lou will be there, I expect. So. And now, of course, the other thing to do is to keep putting out new music. And you've got this, you've got the new single which has just come out. Tell us a little bit about the single.
Okay, you mean like about the lyrics, or
story behind it? Well, yeah, about the lyrics, because so I can check them out. you're the lead vocalist, aren't you? You're the lead vocalist.
Yes.
But yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're so softly spoken when you speak.
Yeah. No, and it's funny because the people that get to know me, they know me for the first time. Mm-hmm. They ask me how is that big voice coming from that little body that you have. And I'm like, I don't know. It just
happened. So tell us about the single, then we can hear that voice.
Well, the single, obviously the instrumental part was the first thing that was arranged.
Right.
That was arranged by my peers. And after that, I thought, okay, this sounds like a horror themed song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I love like 80s horror movies, where they didn't use like these special effects,
right,
the CGI. So I thought to myself, okay, I love zombie movies. Mm-hmm. I love them. Who doesn't? So, you don't? Okay. Well, you're going to love them.
Oh, yeah, just for today, I love them.
Okay, that's great. So, it's from the perspective of, we always see, like, the survivors in a movie. You always see, like, right. the people that, what are they trying to do to survive?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought to myself, okay, let's do something about the other perspective. Maybe you're part of the problem. You're one of the people that gets infected or something like that.
Okay.
So that's the perspective of the song. It's like this person that wakes up and he's conscious. He knows what's happening around him. He suddenly has all these instincts, like going back to that animal side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically about that.
Okay.
About that.
Well, let's have a listen.
Yeah.
Komodo and Lingering. Now, speak to me, Hugo.
Hi.
I mean, the transformation is really, really quite amazing. And do you, you must train for that, right?
Yes. As of recently, yes.
Yes.
But,
do you ever
for recording that song, of course.
Right.
I'm training now. But before that, no, I didn't.
Huh?
No.
did you find it strained? Did you find it,
It's sort of the thing that maybe you practice since you're young, and
right.
at the beginning, if you don't have direction, you do it very poorly,
right.
and then
right.
then you start feeling your own throat, and it starts telling you, okay, you can do this. You shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be mm-hmm. drinking cold drinks. You shouldn't be drinking beer, for example.
That's no good, is it? Really? No,
it's good for the soul. Good for the soul.
Keep that voice. No, I think it's not. And you know, it's the genres of what I call metal, because there's death metal. There's also what are the variations in from a musical perspective? What is the variation of the different genres of heavy metal?
Well, from metal, lots of subgenres come mm. in. There's the hardcore scene, which you wouldn't like. I think you wouldn't like it.
Frank Sinatra's not on there, is he?
Definitely not. I think Komodo is it's like very open.
Right.
So it maybe if you like hard rock, you like Komodo as well,
mm-hmm.
or there's
mm-hmm.
more chance than maybe death metal, as you mentioned it, or maybe black metal,
mm-hmm.
other genres,
mm-hmm.
which are sometimes you can't tell what they're saying
mm-hmm.
when
mm-hmm.
they're singing.
Yeah.
So I don't look for that. I want people to know what I'm saying. I want people to sing what I'm singing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
no, I can appreciate that, but that applies to so much music. I mean, it's not just sort of because you know I listen to music all the time. What I do like to hear what they're singing about, and I mean, what is this? One of was it one of Coldplay's "Adventure of a Lifetime"?
Mm-hmm.
They had this sort of lead in, "Teeth fall out," and the only thing I can think of is that it says "teeth fall out." And I can't listen to it anymore without saying that teeth fall out, because I haven't been able to find any explanation anywhere of what they're actually saying.
Maybe it was an inside joke, and they happens
quite a lot.
Yeah.
So you would talk about it. That's a marketing strategy.
Well, that's it, yeah. And talking about marketing strategy, because before Carlos joined us, that's something you were talking about, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it? Was marketing Komodo. How are you going about it?
Maybe Carlos wants to talk about.
Yeah, so basically, we work on a release day,
mm-hmm.
Hype-based strategy.
Okay.
That's pretty much, you know, to oversimplify it, that's how it works. So we set, the Lingering was kind of the first, experiment
mm-hmm.
with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked on the song, we finished it, we proposed a release date, and then we started creating content
mm-hmm.
For 2 weeks before the release and 2 weeks after.
Okay.
So every day we did something that would engage with our audience, we did something that would make other people be interested in following us.
Mm-hmm.
We opened all of the social media that we didn't have, which was TikTok. We opened a TikTok. We don't
okay.
really, I'm not from that generation. I really, really don't, I'm not into TikTok. But, I mean, in order to get there, you kind of, you know, you have to do what you got to do.
Sure,
right?
Absolutely.
So we started creating, you know, micro content and interesting stuff, funny stuff. We
mm-hmm.
tried to, we experimented and we, like, kind of saw which kind of content would be vibing more with our people, right? So we have a very, very interesting sense of humor. So we try to, you know, share that with our audience, and it worked well. So now we know
mm-hmm.
what kind of dynamics work on that aspect.
So we're going to exploit them on the next
time. That's great.
The next time. So yeah, it's pretty much, you know, that. Try to reach the press beforehand, before the release. Try to reach playlists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throw a bunch of pitches to playlisting curators, to international radio media. There's a bunch of non-glamorous, boring stuff. A lot of email writing.
Well, that basically sums up this program, I think. Hey, Yasmin, quickly, because we got to wrap up. Mm-hmm. Do we do TikTok?
No.
So you're older than you're older than I thought anyway then. Because if Yasmin does it, I just get so confused with all of these things, I must admit. So anyway, guys, look, we unfortunately have to wrap things up because my time is up. Look, it's always great seeing you. I wish you all the luck in the world. I think what you're doing is great, your exposure and everything else. Keep it up and do keep letting us know what you're doing. And when you bring out the next single, come and see us.
For sure. Thank you very much, right. Gary.
Thank you.
Always cool to be here.
Hugo and Carlos from Komodo. And we'll have links to their music as well on this morning's Book for Show, our website. But that is it. I have to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. So my thanks again to Hugo and Carlos from Komodo, and to Intrepid Outdoor Reporter Ingrid for her check-in this morning. To, of course, Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and does everything like we've just talked about, social media, bookings, all that kind of thing. So I don't have to do anything. And thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, and to the boys and girls of Group of Grider, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. Want to join us? Easy. WhatsApp us on 677-18822 or call Yasmin on 223-5162. All right? Now, what do I say? Oh, tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, join me. And remember, take it easy today, because I want to be talking to you, not talking about you tomorrow. All right, so from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da!
You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.